Kentucky's 6th District Representative to Congress, Andy Barr, was among those who voted yesterday for the American Health Care Act, proposed legislation that would repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Barr spoke with us about his vote and the nature of the bill, saying he considered yesterday a good day for the American people who are facing higher costs and fewer choices in their health care.
Just the other day, I had a constituent from Richmond, Kentucky, a father of three with a child who has special needs, and just asking me to repeal Obamacare and deliver relief to him and his family because of the skyrocketing costs and the limits on the choices that he has for his family. And, you know, when I started running for Congress a number of years ago, this is what the people of Central and Eastern Kentucky said, that they wanted us to repeal Obamacare to deliver lower costs and a patient-centered healthcare system to them, and today we kept our promise. This legislation will lower costs, and it will do so while at the same time protecting people who have pre-existing conditions. We're not going to just give them nominal coverage and say everything will be fine like Obamacare does, even though they don't have access to meaningful health care because of high deductibles or a few choices of specialists. What we're going to do in this legislation is we're bending the cost curve down, but we're also providing multiple layers of protection for people who have chronic illnesses or pre-existing conditions.
This bill passed on a narrow margin. How does this bill compare to the one that was rejected earlier this year?
Well, the one thing that, and I think it's a better bill, and I think it was helpful for us to continue to listen to our constituents and what their concerns were with the earlier draft. And one of the concerns that our constituents had was that we still weren't doing enough to reduce the cost of premiums. And so I think the MacArthur Amendment that was passed goes a long way towards helping states achieve additional flexibility to bend the cost curve down, to decrease costs, to make healthcare and healthcare coverage more affordable, which of course will drive coverage. While at the same time, through both the MacArthur Amendment and the Upton Long Amendment that occurred just yesterday, we're going to be able to help people who do have those pre-existing conditions, not only because states can't waive out of the protections for pre-existing conditions unless they participate in a program that protects those folks, but also anyone who maintains continuous coverage will not only have access to guaranteed issue, meaning they will be able to automatically get insurance, but they will be exempt from medical underwriting. And even those individuals in states that waive out and that individuals who have a pre-existing condition but do not maintain continuous coverage, even those individuals, we provide a very helpful safety net for them through what's called an invisible reinsurance program. We have a state and patient stability fund, $130 billion to help folks who do have those pre-existing conditions and those chronic illnesses who are high cost and high risk.
So how do you perceive this bill if it is passed by the Senate and signed by the president? How would it be implemented in Kentucky? Would Kentucky need to take action in terms of the issue of pre-existing conditions?
You know, Obamacare was a law that put more power and authority in the hands of unaccountable bureaucrats in Washington. What this legislation does, in contrast, is it gives states greater flexibility. So our governor, our General Assembly in Frankfurt, they will be able to make a choice whether or not to apply to get a waiver to craft their own rules for the people of Kentucky. And certainly in the legislation, we give the states significantly more flexibility when it comes to administering our Medicaid program. We give Frankfurt much more flexibility, much more authority than it had before to take care of those who truly do need that safety net.
Congressman Andy Barr expects the American Health Care Act to be approved by the Senate, even if it would require the vice president to cast a tie-breaking vote.